Joel Tippins is known for urban gardening here in Chattanooga. Now, the community activist is working on a new endeavor, the City Farms Grower Coalition. The project will provide hands-on learning in organic farming to a new crop of urban growers, from seeding trays in the greenhouse, to planting at schools, churches, gardens, and vacant spaces, to selling fresh food to the community. Joel stopped by Scenic Roots. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Oh, I appreciate the invitation.
How did you get into urban farming?
This actually began back when I lived in Daytona Beach, Florida, and realized that there was no community garden in my area. And I found some folks. Back then, Meetup was quite popular. We started a little Meetup garden group. The Lions Club gave us some property to use and wound up with a pretty nice community garden. A lot of homeschool moms. And then the newspaper did a little article, and that grew into some more interest with a schoolyard garden, fourth graders. We revitalized the Ponce Inlet Lighthouse Garden on the grounds where the lightkeeper used to grow some food for his kitchen. And we did a little community garden at a charter high school for teenage moms. And the school used the garden program to help teach nutrition to young high school mothers. There was a pastor here in Chattanooga that I have connections with that go way back at New City Fellowship. And he made me an offer much like the Godfather. I could not refuse. And said, if you'll bring your organization here to Chattanooga, we'll hire you. So I moved to Chattanooga in 2011, and I was kind of the hippie garden guy on staff at New City Fellowship in Glenwood. And that was the site of the first garden project I did, was there on the church grounds. And they still utilize that space with their youth program called GLAD. We wound up down on East Main Street at the invitation of a neighborhood association where we established a community garden on an asphalt parking lot, decided we could demonstrate to people how you don't have to have the best soil, you don't even have to have any soil, but you can grow food even on a vacant parking lot. That is now being utilized with a refugee resettlement ministry. It's now the Taking Root Community Garden, and there's many different nations represented there. I've done some garden work with a little urban farm in Avondale up in the East Chattanooga area called Grow Hope Urban Farm. So over the years, I've just kind of found myself moving deeper and deeper into urban farming.
You talked about soil. What else does it take to build an urban garden and make sure that it grows?
Well, you know, the first thing you need is some passion. It is a lifestyle. One day I'm going to have some bumper stickers made that say, you just think you want a garden. Because a lot of people attend workshops this time of year. It starts warming, things start blooming. And they think, man, I want to grow some chard and carrots and tomatoes. And then the next thing you know, it's 95 and the bugs have moved in and the weeds are tall. Folks go back to watching Netflix in the afternoon instead of gardening. So I would say it obviously starts with a gardener. It really is a lifestyle and may require a paradigm shift about how you spend your time, what you invest your energy in, but you get good food out of it. Soil is very important because you're not really raising plants. You're actually raising herds of microscopic life down there where the roots play. And so if you take care of those herds of microscopic bacteria and fungi, amazing creatures down there, sight unseen. If you provide them a healthy habitat, then that results in healthy garden plants, which results in good food and healthy people.
And you are devoting your passion now to a new project.
Yeah, since moving here in 2011 and being involved in various aspects of urban gardening and urban agriculture And I've tried to be very intentional about paying attention to who's doing what and what their strengths are and where are some gaps that need to be filled. And that has resulted in a new initiative called City Farms Grower Coalition. And we're just launching it with this growing season. We're in a greenhouse right now over on the west side, getting ready to start all the little seedlings for the early spring crops. What we saw was a great need was people who could show up with a wheelbarrow and some tools, with folks that want to start a garden and don't really know where to begin. Or maybe they've identified vacant space and they have a number of folks that would love to join in with a community effort, but they just need some hands-on instruction. So rather than talking about gardening around a table and looking at handouts, we've decided that the best education model for growing food is hands-on and an experiential learning opportunity. So City Farms Grower Coalition will have a training program with multiple campuses around the city as we recruit other churches to transform some of the lawn that they mow into food gardens or community garden. We can point to a couple of churches who are doing that and use that as a learning space. We have the ability to demonstrate in a training setting multiple applications. Tires make tremendous containers to grow food in, and they are free. You can grow in raised beds. You can spade good soil in the ground. I've grown food in the bed of a pickup truck. Got a lot of attention when I would stop for gas in the pickup truck. But the key is, I think there are communities that could benefit from having increased access to fresh, nutritious, local food. They just don't really know where to start. They don't really know how to begin.
We hear all the time about food deserts here in Chattanooga.
Yeah. Yeah, Chattanooga lost several grocery stores just a few short years ago. And, of course, those weren't decisions that the community made. No one said, you know, we don't really need a grocery store anymore. Just take it away. Those decisions are made in corporate boardrooms by important people in some high-rise somewhere in a bigger city than Chattanooga. And, yeah, you're left doing your shopping at a corner store or a dollar store or a gas station. I mean, there's a gas station near my house with a little, you know, takeout that has the most delicious potato logs and chicken tenders, but it's loaded with that nice fatty batter, raising your cholesterol and heart rate. So it's really a social justice issue that your address in the neighborhood that you live in the city, that should not determine the results of the health of your household. So we look at having the ability to train people to act on some sovereignty, you know, a little food sovereignty. Let me take control over this one thing in my life that I can provide some fresh, nutritious food to my kitchen table and raise the nutrition level of my household. Plus, it's just a great exercise and a lot of fun.
You're raising money now, and we have the growing season ahead of us. Beyond that, what are your plans for this?
We're hoping one of our new partners for this growing season is the Bethlehem Center in Alton Park. We're hoping to be able to, you know, it sounds really good. This is 2020, so we want to raise up 20 new growers in 2020, and it may be 17, but that doesn't sound as cool as 20 in 2020. No matter how many new growers we train and raise up here in the community, we're looking at folks that can provide not only food for their own household, but we can show you how to grow a whole lot more in a lot less space than you thought you needed, and then contribute that to a new farmers market there in Alton Park at the Bethlehem Center. We're going to be helping them with their children's garden. We want to find some folks in Alton Park that might have the notion to join a community garden. There's lots of vacant space all over the city that could be growing food. Bethlehem Center is, you know, they've been there forever. They're just like a treasure in the city of Chattanooga, and it's a privilege to be able to partner with them. Our calendar is different than the school calendar or maybe the corporate fiscal calendar. We kind of have to go with the seasons that God created. And so we're right now looking at getting in the greenhouse, getting the little seedlings started so that in the early spring we can start putting out some of those cool weather crops, lots of collard greens, some beets and carrots, and then get those tomatoes and peppers healthy in there on the growing tables so that once the frost date rolls past, we can look at some warm soil and put those plants out there where they'll be happy. And we would love to be able to create some product as a revenue stream, as earned income for the organization. So one thing I'm looking at is maybe our own salsa, maybe the City Farms salsa. And so you can be looking for that at farmers markets and possibly be able to buy it online at our website. But that's the big picture, is charity is a good thing. Charity is wonderful, and it makes us feel good when we're able to donate that way. But charity is also kind of like salt water in a bucket. It can rust a hole. And then what usually is lost from that hole in the bucket is dignity. We like to empower people and recognize that innate dignity that we all have. And so teaching people how to earn some income with the food that they're growing, I think is very, very important.
And where can people go online for more information?
You can find us on Facebook. I think everything in the world is on Facebook, and we are too. So you just look for City Farms Grower Coalition on Facebook and like our page, and you'll find our GoFundMe campaign there. The GoFundMe campaign, if you went to their website and searched for Let's Plant the Farm in the City, and that'll show you where you can generously donate to help support this effort. And then you can always shoot me an email and I can respond and get you connected. And my email is joel@wedigcityfarms.org.
All right, Joel, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.